of the Word this morning. Are y'all ready? Here we go. You sound like that. Go ahead, y'all awake. Okay, here we go. Yes, brother. That dog will hunt, baby, all day long. Amen. Come on, here we go. Let's go to the message this morning in a series called, say it with me, Goodbye. One more time. Goodbye. One more time. Goodbye. Okay, we're saying goodbye to Earl. I can't go re-preach last week's message. I'm going to say a little bit about it. But you can go on YouTube, catch the whole thing, go to our website right there, boom, hit on video and see the whole thing. Get caught back up if you need to. Got the notes online. Everything you need to get right there back with us. Amen? Here we go. Goodbye, Earl. Dealing with what? Inner conflict. Okay? When people come see me for counseling, I don't deal with people who ain't there. You understand? Yes or no? I don't deal with people who ain't there. They come to see me, all I can do is deal with who? Who's there. And so often in life, we focus on this and that and the other, but we never deal with us and the conflict that we have inside of us. You listening? So we're going to do it. Goodbye, Earl. Let's talk about it. Dealing with inner conflict. John 10:10. The thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come, Jesus speaking, that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Okay? Now listen, that's a misquoted verse, I think. People use that, especially in the area of finances. They think they can just name something and claim something and it's theirs, and they leave out the hard work. They leave out a lot. They leave out the fact that that verse could be talking about something greater than money and stuff like that. Y'all listening? Say. And also they leave out the idea that also that verse was written for that little starving child in Africa. That verse has to be universal, friend. It can't just work in America. Did I lose you or what? There must be a greater meaning to that verse. There must be more to life than stuff. You know what I'm saying? People would give everything they have to get peace many times in their life. Okay? Didn't Jesus say, I'll give you peace? Did He say that? Sure He did. He'll give you a peace that passes what? Understanding. That's what the Bible says. You see what I'm saying? If you see through the Bible, Jesus says a lot of things you can have, I believe, that's in that verse called the abundant life, but it's got to work for the poor man too, guys. Are you listening? Yes or no? Can't be just for the fat cat. The Bible wasn't just written for fat cats. You understand? Say. Okay, most people on this planet ain't fat cats. Most people on our planet are poor. Most people on our planet are suffering. But I've traveled the world. Many of you have too. You've gone on mission fields. And you've seen the, wait a minute, you get there and they have nothing, but they've got the joy of the Lord. It's their strength. That's the abundant life. Don't let some preacher fool you. You're hearing me today. Okay, when this plays on CTN, they're going to hate my guts. Okay? All right? Listen, this means something. And to have been run over by a truck emotionally, and to be left dead in the floor, and to be able to come up again and to rise up again, brother, I tell you something, that's pretty exciting. And that's something that God can give you. Are you hearing me today? Say, well, I don't need that religion stuff. I don't need... Listen, then I guess you don't need life. All right, because I want some life, baby. Amen. Come on, praise the Lord with me. If you're going to do it, come on, let's go. Come on. Here we go. Listen, so that's what we're talking about. All right? Now, pretending that I don't have inner conflict is what? It's surrender. It's surrender to excuse making. It's surrender to having a bad attitude and think you're justified because, well, but my life's full of crap. Well, thanks for just bringing that into my world instead of dealing with it. You hear me? Say, I know this is hard, but I'd like to get you off your butt. Excuse me. Say, church, are you listening? Come on. Who wants to stay down? I don't want to stay down. Do you? Say, I'm going to fight with everything inside of me to get up. And I'm not saying this angrily. I'm talking to you today like a coach. You hear me today? Here we go. Surrender to poor decisions. That's what happens. Surrender. Listen, listen. This is not living life to the fullest. Say it with me. And this is not what? It's not acceptable. Now, it's not acceptable in my life, but I can't do that for you. But if I can somehow grab you, shake you, scream at you, do something to you, make faces at you, whatever I got to do to get you to look the direction to where life is, then you got a fighting chance, baby. Amen? So that's what I'm doing in this little series. I must deal with inner conflict. This isn't a message for somebody three seats over to you today. Every one of us have inner conflict. Okay? What is Earl? Who is Earl? Enemy attack robs life. Say that with me. Enemy attack robs life. One more time. Enemy attack robs life. So if I deal with Earl, because I need to, because he's robbing me of what? Life. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I'm come that you might have what? And have it more abundantly. And for me to get that life, I've got to deal with Earl. The inner conflict, this inner battle that's raging inside of me. Now, last week was identifying the enemy. Remember? You have an enemy. I can't go back and preach it. Now we know we have an enemy. All of us have an enemy. It's going on inside of us. Now we got to confront that enemy. Okay? We need to confront that enemy. All right? Today. Woo! How many know I was bit by a snake a couple of weeks ago? How many know that? I was bit by a snake right here on this leg. Right there. Listen, how many ever been bit by a rattlesnake? Okay? Crazy. Now, I didn't see him, but I was bit by a snake. I went to the doctor and everything. But as far as I'm concerned, he was a 4-foot rattler. That's the way I see it. I'm sticking to that story. I was out by the woods. Boom! Hit me right on that hard part of my leg. But I didn't feel it that bad. And later I called my daughter. I said, "Daughter, I believe I was bit by a snake. Bit by a snake today." And she said, "Daddy, get in the hospital." I'm fine. But then it started messing with my mind, so I did go to the doctor. I went to the doctor. And he was closed. So I looked through the window because he's my buddy. And I'm banging on that glass. And he showed up. Anyway. Whew. Scary. But let's get back to the message. So needless to say, that is not doing me good right now on the screen. Here we go. Y'all all right? Get him off the screen? Well, there's a battle going on inside of you. Be nice to get that gone, wouldn't it? Here we go. Now, y'all really got to stay with me. How many of you are all right? How many if I tell you there's 30 minutes left of this message and you're going to go to sleep on me if you don't watch it? Okay? How long does a movie last? About an hour and a half. We're going to see two movies today. Well, actually, we're going to see the previews of a movie. Then we're going to see the movie. The Bible's like a movie sometimes. Some of the stories. Let's go to the movies. Here we go. We're going to the movies. But first, when you go to the movies, you got your what? Got your previews. Here we go. Are y'all all right? Y'all glad y'all at the movies with me? Come on, here we go. This has been approved for all audiences. Let's go to the Bible. Is this the movie? Is this the movie we're fixing to see? No. This is a what? Preview for another movie. But you got to watch it. Shaking off the snake. Here we go. Let's go to the scripture. Now listen to me. The Apostle Paul was on a ship. He was a prisoner. He was a missionary. And he'd been arrested. The ship had taken on water. And it was a bad situation. And falling into a place where the two seas met, they ran the ship aground. And the forepart struck fast. This is the preview of the movie. They don't show you the whole movie, just a little bit. And remained unmovable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion soldier, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that they which could swim cast themselves first into the sea and get to the land. You're seeing that? Wouldn't you like to see this movie? And the rest, some on board, some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they all escaped safe to land. You can sort of see it in your mind, can't you? Good movie. Quick, keep looking. And when they were escaped to land, then they knew that the island was called, say it with me, Melita, Malta area. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness. That means they showed them actually kindness. For they kindled a fire. They received us, everyone, because of the present rain and because it was cold. And when Paul had gathered, hang on, look at me now, here we go. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a what? Snake, like bit me the other day, out of the heat and fastened onto his hand, which was like on my leg. But anyway, keep going. And when the barbarian saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom, though he has escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth him not to live. Hang on. Don't be walking out of the movie. Come on. Come on. Sit down in front. Come on. Let me go. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Sort of like what I did. Said, I didn't see the snake, but it'll work. Howbeit they looked when they should have seen him swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after that they looked a great while and they saw no harm come to Paul. They changed their minds. Say, changed their minds. They changed their minds. One more time. They did what? They changed their what? They changed their what? Minds. And they said that he was a what? God. Look at this verse. This is just the preview. This ain't the movie. You could come back and see this though. Say that with me. And he shook off the snake into the fire, and he felt no harm. One more time. You can get something out of previews sometimes. And he shook off the snake into the fire, and he felt no harm. And then these words I put up for you. Wouldn't that be nice? Listen to me. Wouldn't it be nice, guys, to shake off the thing that you've been struggling with your whole life? Wouldn't it be great to shake off that thing inside of you that you're fighting? Say, wouldn't that be nice to shake that thing off? Others who know you know that thing's there maybe, and they see that it's killing you. Wouldn't it be great if you could shake that off and feel no harm, and they look at your life and go, my goodness, it must be God has done something in his life. You listening? That's just the preview. That's not the movie. Here we go. Y'all ready now? The what? Are y'all awake? This is going to take about 25 minutes. I'm telling you, you got to get in there and hang in there with me. This is going to be hard. Are y'all listening or not? Okay, you know some movies is like, oh my gosh, it's slow going, and oh my goodness, but then it gets to that part and you go, oh, I'm glad I stayed. That's the kind of movie this is. So you gotta hunker down with me. But you can't miss those other parts that ain't too sound too good because it's important. Here we go. Feature presentation. Don't you get excited when the movie's fixing to come on? Please turn off your cell phones. Oh, and by the way, look. Nah, it ain't happening. Got no popcorn for you. Are you crazy? Come on. Here we go. Ooh. Confronting the enemy. Y'all ready to roll now? Confronting the enemy. Say it with me. Confronting the... Believe it or not, this can be one of the best messages you've ever heard in your life. Something could happen today in your life if you'll listen. Because I'm talking about something that's real. Real in my life. Okay? Confronting the enemy. Here we go. We're going to the Old Testament. Some of the best movies are in the Old Testament, buddy. I'm telling you. Living color. Some incredible stories. Absalom, listen to me now. Hang in here with me. Is King David's son. And Absalom, his own son, conspires to overthrow his father and his kingdom. That's bad. Amen? Let's look at it. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselors from his city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifices, and the conspiracy was strong. For the people increased continually with who? Absalom, and not King David. So his son is conspiring to overthrow his own father's kingdom. And there came a messenger to David saying, the hearts of the men of Israel are after who? Absalom. And David said unto all his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, arise, let us flee, for we shall not else escape from who? Absalom. And Absalom's his what? Son. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly and bring evil upon us and smite the city with the edge of the sword. And Absalom and all the people, the men of Israel, they came to Jerusalem, and Ahithophel was with him. And it came to pass when Hushai the Archite, David's friend, was come to Absalom, that Hushai said unto Absalom, God save the king! God save the king! And Absalom said to Hushai, is this thy kindness to thy friend? Why wentest thou not with your friend King David? Why are you here saying, God save the king, God save the king, to me, when you were such a good friend of the king? And Hushai said unto Absalom, no. So politically expedient. Here we go. But whom the Lord and this people and all the men of Israel choose, his will I be. And with him will I abide. And again, whom shall I serve? Should I not serve in the presence of his son, as I have served in your father's presence, so will I be in thy presence. Have you gone to sleep on me yet? Stay with me. Then said Absalom to Ahithophel, give counsel among you what we shall do. And Ahithophel, his counselor, said unto Absalom. And who's Absalom? David's son. He's conspiring to take over the what? His father's kingdom. Go in unto your father's concubines. Ahithophel gives him advice. There's music playing. Stop it. Here we go. And Ahithophel said unto Absalom, go in unto thy father's concubines, women, which he hath left to keep his house, and all Israel shall hear that thou art abhorred of your father. Then shall the hands of all that are with you be strong. So they spread Absalom a tent upon the top of a house, and Absalom went in unto his father's what? Women. In the sight of all of Israel. This is just getting nasty, ain't it? It's like R-rated. What kind of movie are you going to? Hang on. Are y'all okay? So do you get the picture what's happening here? Looks like Absalom's about done it. Looks like he's about taking over his father's kingdom and David is fleeing. You understand, people? What's this got to do with me? You ever seen a movie and after the movie was over, you thought about yourself? You ever saw yourself inside of a movie? Say, well, you keep hanging in there. You just might be in this. And so Absalom made Amasa, or Amasa. We're going to call him Amasa. It's really important that you hear this name. So Absalom made Amasa captain of the host instead of Joab. He basically made Amasa general instead of Joab. That was David's general. Which Amasa was a man's son whose name was Ithran, Israelite, that went into Abigail, the daughter of Nahash, sister of Zeruiah, Joab's mother. So basically, he was this guy's cousin. Okay? Amasa. Say this with me. It's really important if you're going to understand the movie. Amasa. Say it with me. Amasa. Five times. Amasa, 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 Amasa. Amasa. He is Absalom's what? Absalom's taken over now. Who's the general? Amasa. Is Joab, David's general, the general? Who's the general? Amasa. Keep listening. And the king commanded Joab. Now this is David, King David. King David commands Joab. Who's Joab? David's who? General. So David commands Joab and Abishai, that's his brother, and Ittai, saying, deal gently for my sake with the young man, even with who? And all the people heard when the king gave the captain's charge concerning Absalom. Okay, I know you're my general. We've got to deal with this situation. The kingdom's lost, seemingly. But when you get to him, deal what with him? Say Joab. Four more times. Joab, 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 Joab. Who is Joab? He's who? David's general. Who's Absalom's general? Amasa. Let's say Amasa. Okay? Are you all right? Don't you wish you had people to go to the movies with you that could explain movies as you're watching them sometime? I'm terrible to watch a movie with. I'm talking the whole time. What did he say? When we eating? Here we go. Come on. Are you all right? Hang in here. So the people went out into the field against Israel, and the battle was in the woods of Ephraim. The battle's going to now happen between the king and his conspirator's son. Where the people of Israel were slain before the servants of David, and there was there a great slaughter that day. Say it with me. How many were killed that day? 20,000 men. It's incredible. All the blood that was shed. For the battle was there scattered over the face of the whole country, and the woods that day devoured more people than the sword devoured. Incredible battle. Keep looking. And Absalom met the servants of David. Are we ready? Did we miss something? Huh? Okay, here we go. Let's don't miss part of the movie, brother. We have to rewrite the film. So here's what's happening. There's a battle going on. Absalom, his army against David's army. Who's Absalom's general? Amasa. Who's David's general? Don't forget that. And Absalom met the servants of David, and Absalom rode upon a mule. So here's the son riding on a mule with the troops. And the mule went under the thick boughs of a great oak tree. This is great in any movie. And his head got caught up in the oak. That's what he gets for having all that hair. Okay? I'm serious. Good. So here he is. Whoop! And he was taken up between heaven and earth, and the mule that was under him went away. And a certain man saw it. One of the soldiers from the other side, David's side, Joab's side, saw Absalom hanging there in the oak. And he told who? David's who? Keep going. There he is. There he is. Now what did David tell him to do when he found his son? Deal how with him? Does that sound like something a general would do? When 20,000 men were laying dead on the battlefield? Say. Then said Joab, I may not tarry thus with thee, talking to the fellow that told him this stuff. And he took three darts, say three darts, in his hand. And he thrust them through the heart of Absalom while he was yet alive in the midst of the oak tree. Fellows, you like this movie, don't you? So now word gets back to the king. King who? Because the son is what? Dead as a hammer. So the king got the news that his son was dead, and he covered his face. And the king cried with a loud voice, Oh, my son Absalom! Oh, Absalom! My son! My son! Please. And Joab is who? David's what? He comes into the house where David is. Hears him crying. And Joab comes to the king and says, "You've shamed us this day." Joab talking to the king. "In the faces of all your servants and your soldiers, which this day have saved your life, and the lives of your sons, and the lives of your daughters, and the lives of your wives, and the lives of your concubines." Listen. "And thou that you love your enemies, seems like you hate your friends. For you've declared this day that thou regard neither princes nor servants. For this day I perceive that if Absalom had lived, and we all would have died, you would have been pleased." Does it sound like something you would say if you were the general to your king? I would. Are you kidding me? Say. "This conspiracy, my men are dead on the battlefield. Your kingdom's overthrown. You expect me to go out there and just pat him on top of the head or something like that? It ain't happening. Three darts right through the heart. That's what happened." Okay? Because the king wasn't in his right mind, really, was he? Say. Not really. "And all the people were at strife throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, 'The king saved us out of the hand of our enemies. He delivered us out of the hand of the Philistines.'" That was true. "And now he's fled out of the land for Absalom." And so now there's a problem. All those people that were following Absalom are now having a problem because now David is really the what? And he's the only what? King. So there's a problem. Have y'all gone to sleep on me yet? "And Absalom, who we anointed over us, he's dead. Now therefore, why speak you not a word of bringing the king back? We need to talk now that we've taken this thing over and he's dead. We need to really talk here about bringing King David back." You understand? Because their rear end's about to be in the noose if they don't. You understand? "And King David sent to Zadok, to Abiathar the priest, saying, 'Speak unto the elders of Judah, saying, why are you the last to bring the king back to his house?'" So David sends word to them. "Seeing the speech of all of Israel has come to the king, even to this house. You're without a king. I know you're talking about bringing me back. It's probably about high time it happens." You understand? "You're my brethren," David says. "You're my bones and my flesh. Wherefore, then, are you the last to bring me back?" Uh-oh. "And say ye to" who? Amasa. Say it with me. Amasa. He's who? Absalom's who? Is Absalom dead? Okay, I was getting popcorn. Are you all right? "So the king sends word and says, 'Say to who?' Amasa, who is who? Absalom's. So send word to Amasa. 'Art thou not my bone?' David says, through a courier, 'and of my flesh, God do so to me, and more also, if thou be not captain of the host before me continually in the room or in the place of who?'" Did you catch that? King David is going to make Absalom's general his own what? In the place of who? And Joab's been with David for years. Joab has been his lead general. Joab has helped him so much his whole life. And he's making the son's general who killed his own men his own what? General. Are y'all listening? Did the movie just take a twist or was I missing something here? What? What just happened? Here we go. So Amasa is what? Promoted, and Joab is what? You got to know this. The message is almost here. Come on. Don't quit. Listen, one more time. Amasa is what? Promoted to David's what? And Joab is what? Demoted. Even though Joab did the right thing,
He did the right thing in taking out that guy. It's what generals do, by the way. Okay? Get ready for the message. You've waited all this time. Are you ready? Now let's take a poll real quick. And don't be overly spiritual here. How many would say, Pastor, I don't know what's about to happen. Can I see your hand? I have no idea what's about to happen. How many would say, I do know what's about to happen? Let me see your hand. There's just a few of us in the room. Shh! Hush! Don't you've been to the movie before. Shh! Here we go. And there happened to be there a man of Belial, or of the devil, whose name was Sheba. He was the son of Bichri, a Benjaminite. And he blew a trumpet. And he said, we have no part in David, neither have we an inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to his tents, O Israel. So here's another uprising that's taking place now with a guy named Sheba. Listen, don't go to sleep on me. So what's David going to do with this new uprising? Then said the king to his general Amasa, assemble the men of Judah within 3 days, and be thou here present. So Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah. But read this last part with me. But he tarried longer than the set time which he had appointed him. So he's hired this new general to go take care of this sucker that's going to try to have another uprising. He gives him 3 days, and he ain't there on time. This don't seem like it's working out too good, does it? This new general stuff. So David said to Abishai, Joab's brother, who's been fighting by his side for a long time. He's a faithful man, a faithful soldier. He says to Abishai, David speaking, now shall Sheba the son of Bichri do us more harm than did Absalom. Take thou your Lord's servants, pursue after him, lest he get him fenced cities and he escape us. And there went out after him, after Abishai, guess whose men followed? Joab's men. Men who had been faithful to Joab, they'd fought together. They're going out to get who? Sheba. They're listening to the king because the other general ain't doing his job. Is that correct, church? So the Cherethites, the Pelethites, and all the mighty men, and they went out of Jerusalem to pursue after Sheba, the son of Bichri. Now don't lose it, let me tell you. 13's the last verse we're going to read. You're close. But I've got to go to the bathroom. You better stay. Here we go. When they were at the great stone, which is Gibeon, Amasa. Who is he? Whose general is he now? David's general. He goes before them. Before who? Before Abishai. And by the way, guess who's with Abishai? Take a wild guess. Joab. So they meet in the highway. They meet in the road. Say that with me. They meet in the road. One more time. They meet in the road. Come on, church. They meet in the road. They've got the same purpose. They're going to get Sheba. So when they were there at the great stone, which is Gibeon, Amasa went before them, and Joab's garment that he had put on himself, this is speaking of Joab, Joab himself was there, and the garment that he had put on was girded unto him, and upon it was a girdle, something that fastened, he could hold his sword or dagger in. It was fastened upon his loins, and the sheath thereof, as he went forth, it fell out. I've read several translations here. It didn't really fall out. Joab had this garment on as he gets off to meet Amasa, and he slips his dagger out. So he looks what? Daggerless. General Joab looks what? Daggerless. When you're watching the movie, sometimes do you miss things? You're like, did he just pull out his knife? I didn't see it, did you? And Joab meets Amasa. Do you think Joab might have a little problem with this sucker, yes or no? The enemy general who's now got his what? Job. And here's what Joab says. Are you in health, my brother? And Joab took Amasa by the beard. This ain't pulling his beard. I guess it's some kind of maybe Jewish thing or some Hebrew thing where they take the beard and they like, oh. I'm glad we don't do that. I want to go, yeah. But anyway, go ahead. Anyway, keep going. Sorry. So he took Amasa by the beard with his right hand to kiss it. But Amasa took no heed to the what? Dagger that was in Joab's hand. So Joab smote Amasa therewith in the fifth what? And he shed out his bowels, guts. He went. To the ground, and he did not strike him again. One blow was enough. And Amasa what? Died. So Joab and Abishai, his brother, then did what? Got on their horses and went after who? Now wait a minute. The message is almost here. I know I'm going to be a little late. You're going to be. How many want to just leave the movie now? Don't you do it. And one of Joab's men stood by Amasa and said, he that favors Joab and he that's for David, let him go with Joab. So he tells all the other troops, follow Joab. And Amasa did what? Say it with me. Amasa wallowed in blood in the middle of the highway. Say that with me. And Amasa wallowed in blood in the middle of the highway. Come on, church. And Amasa wallowed in blood in the middle of the road. And Amasa wallowed in blood in the middle of the road. And he said, you that are going to go with Joab, follow. But wait a minute. When the man saw that all the soldiers did what? Nobody's moving. Or if they are moving, they're moving really slow. Oh my God. And so that man removed the body of who? Amasa out of the what? Road. And he pulled him over into the what? Ditch. And he cast a what over him? A cloak. When he saw that everyone that came by him did what? Stood still. Read this verse with me. Very important. And when he was removed out of the highway, say it with me. And when he was removed out of the highway, all the people, say it with me, went on. One more time. All the people did what? Went on. One more time. All the people did what? Went on. After Joab to pursue after Sheba, the son of Bichri, the message is over. Now what did I learn? Here we go. Do not leave before you learn. Here we go. Pop it up, Raj. What's this got to do with me confronting my enemy, Pastor? How many saw yourself in the story a little bit already? You're slow. Number one. If you want to confront the enemy, here's what you do. Pop it up. I got to kill it. That thing, that inner conflict inside of you that's killing you, you got to kill it. Did you hear me today? Yes or no? You got to kill it. Okay? Render it what? Dead. Joab got off. He took that dagger. Make no bones about it. Amasa was the enemy. He was the enemy. Do you hear me? Yes or no? He was the enemy. I'm not talking about him. Now I'm talking about you and me. That thing inside of you. That inner conflict. That struggle that you have. You've got to know that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus Christ has come that I can have life. And I can have it more abundantly. But it's going to take something on my part. I've got to see that thing in my life. And I have got to render it what? The Bible says, I'm a new creature in Christ. The Bible says, old things are what? passed away. Behold, all things are become what? New. The old man is dead. I still fight the flesh, but I have the ability now to kill things in my life that's killing me. Do you hear me or not? You all right with me so far? Instead of that thing killing me, I'm killing what? Do you know people? They live their whole life. They live after pain and difficulty and struggle in their life. They let that thing be the thing that dictates their life, and it's their life from then on. Do y'all know people like that? Yes or no? That's not the life for the child of God. That's a fairy tale life. Everything's just got to be good for you or whatever without pain for you to live a happy life. That's bull. Kill it! Are you hearing me today? Render it powerless and dead in your life. Have I lost you? Number two, I got to quit it. Say that with me. I got to quit it. Come on, I got to what? I'm talking about dealing with inner conflict. Stop what? Looking at it. Well, this happened to me. This hurt me. This struggle. You got to quit what? Rubbernecking slows me down and causes a jam up inside of me. It does, man. When you look at stuff that's painful or a problem or struggling, and it's been in your life, and instead of killing it and moving on, you want to keep pulling it out and doing what with it? Looking at it. And you're paralyzed, what? Emotionally. I don't know if you're getting anything out of the movie or not. You've got to quit it. Number three, say it with me. I got to what? Drag it! That thing, whatever that thing is, I got to drag it. I got to get it off the road, and I got to do what with it? I got to cover it up. Hey, listen to me. I got to stop talking about it. Okay? I get it off the road, got to cover it up. Now, you know I'm here in living color. So many of you know my struggle in my life because it's been made public. My struggle. But I tell you what, friend. I'm moving on. Okay, now listen. That's fine. I mean, I appreciate it. Listen. It's okay. Listen. This is really not just about, it's about you. Okay? If I don't, I'm useless. And I'm not going to have the power of God in my life that He can't have in my life. Y'all listen to me or not? Okay? And there's no difference between me and you. Same holds true of whatever that thing could be in your life. Are you listening or have I lost you? So I got to drag it. It's gone, 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 and I'm moving on. Say that with me. It's gone, 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 and I'm moving. And some of you, you're so still dealing with that thing inside of you that you probably can't even hardly say that. But I'm going to make you do it anyway. Here we go. We're going to do it loud. Here we go. It's gone, 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 and I'm moving on. One more time. It's gone, 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 and I'm moving on. One more time so I can just pick you off. One more time. It's gone, 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 and I'm moving on. Got it? Because guess what? The soldiers couldn't go follow Joab till the man moved it out of the road and put it in a ditch and covered it up. You listening? You got to quit trying to resurrect something that's dead in your life. Really, it's dead as far as it's killing you. Has no hope for you, no future for you. You think that's your path. You think that's, and you keep striving. I see that in relationships with people all the time. They still think that person in their life that's been passed in their life that's treated them like crap, that's hurt them terribly. They think, well, that's the only person I can ever be happy with. They keep trying to resurrect a dead relationship like a lunatic. Are you hearing me? Say. And then they try to use Bible verses to prove it like a lunatic again. You listening or not? And number four, I got to what? I got to know it. Listen, when I passed by on the other side, there's open road ahead of me. You've got to know that as you're confronting this enemy. You've got to know that when I pass by it and I've covered it up and I'm moving on, listen, you've got to go ahead and know it. My gosh, there's an open road. You got to believe like that. Are you hearing me, church? And here's what you're going to see. That pain, that struggle, that thing that was holding you back, that was killing you. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. I'm come that you might have life and might have it more abundantly. You're going to see it was not as big as the enemy had led you to believe. You're going to see a new life and a new strength come up inside of you, and you didn't think you could do that, but you're going to be surprised. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You understand? But the enemy is still telling you Pastor Clark's full of bull up there on the stage, and you can't do it. And he's right. I can't do it for you. But you can do it. You hearing me today? Let's look. Say it with me loud. We're done. The movie's over. The things are playing now. The names on the screen, all that stuff. Here we go. Kill it. Quit it. Drag it. Know it. Kill it. Quit it. Drag it. Know it. I'm not done. Render it. One more time. Render it. One more time. Render it. Number two, know. Know what? Say it with me. It's gone, 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 and I'm moving on, on. Say it with me. Open road ahead. Confronting the enemy. What a great movie. Didn't you like the movie? Not the preaching, the movie. What a great movie. Did you survive or not? Amen. I can't go home and read the Bible like this to you. You got to do it on your own.